Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're about to go get into our question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Couple of things, Christian Kirk and Dalton Schultz are practicing at OTAs, while Damian Pierce still sidelined. We mentioned earlier C.J. Stroud at OTAs handing the ball off to running backs. He's been seen doing that. Will not throw, or at least has not thrown to this point. I don't know if they're saving it as an Easter egg later on in the, I don't know. That would be hilarious just at one point in the OTAs, just all out of nowhere, just throws the ball and everybody, ah!
Hey, he threw it.
He threw it. He threw a football. OTAs, it's very silly.
Now, do we got to throw it good? When if it like fall flat or something?
Oh,
like that
would make it even worse.
That's
right.
A whole nother thought.
Little wounded duck going out there. Yeah. Like, oh, Lord.
They done broke CJ.
Got that noodle arm or something?
They broke CJ. Okay,
so out there throwing passes like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
I had not. Oh, man. There's been like kind of a counter discussion now of, man, y'all talking, like people are talking too much or making too much of the CJ not throwing thing. And I understand that to some degree because, look, we could do that with anything at OTA. It's just like, hey, we are talking too much about it because how much would you like stock would you like to put in any of this? However, like the little things are the things that we have. So we're going to kind of like eat them up to some degree. Mm-hmm. But yes, that would be a whole nother level of the little things. Like he threw the ball, but I saw it wobble. What do we do with that? All right. Question of the day. We got a little bit of information. Well, first and foremost, let me give you the question of the day, which is what is the stupidest thing that you have done in a fit of rage? And it is inspired by the dude who did something really, really dumb when Lance McCullers had, you know, he had a rough start. It was his second start back from, you know, a long, long-term injury, series of injuries not allowing him to return since the 2022 World Series. Mm-hmm. And he had a bad outing, right? Like pitchers, it happens with pitchers. Especially when you consider Lance McCullers Jr., again, hadn't pitched in a long time, was trying to find out various things, like figure out what his arsenal is now, like how to actually get the production that he wants or what have you. And some moron got on social media, apparently drunkenly, due to bets that he had made.
He was in Europe.
Yes, in Europe. Got drunk, got up on the social media, and sent threats to Lance McCullers Jr. and his family and threatened his 5-year-old daughter. And obviously that very much upset Lance, upset the Astros. They notified HPD. There was all sorts of investigations done, and that led us to finding out that this dude did this. But, I mean, he's like, you know, this is a mistake that was done in a fit of, drunken rage for losing money.
Now, was he an Astros fan or just somebody just
gambler.
Stayed?
He was a gambler.
Okay,
he
so it was some... Yeah, it was just somebody that stayed overseas.
It could have been an Astros fan, could have just been a degenerate gambler, to the point that the threats, this is what needs to be remembered as well. The threats were serious enough, at least in the police and the Astros' eyes. Jim Crane put a security team, you know, with McCullers and his family. So it wasn't just like, you know, this bum or whatever. No, it was a serious thing. At least it felt that way. And now he's saying he was drunk. He was mad. He had, you know, it was based on gambling, et cetera.
I kind of feel better that it wasn't like a regular Astros fans and like a fan in Houston that was kind of on social media, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be somebody that's not even a fan of the team. You don't want that stench on, you know, Astros fans.
And he did apologize and mentioned to the authorities that if they could please pass that apology on to Lance McCullers. But nevertheless,
that's one of those instances where the apology really just doesn't hit hard enough.
You think Lance is like, all right, I'll accept your apology. Yeah, we all good, buddy.
Yeah. So be honest now. You know, and I'm going to be very honest, and it's still kind of one of those things that I think about occasionally about how differently it could have gone and how bad it was that I did this. Things you've done in a fit of rage, a drunken or maybe a fit of rage. I got in a fight with a girl.
Oh, man.
I hope you mean a fight of words.
An argument.
An argument. Okay.
An argument.
It's been real for the OG, man. It's been real.
I got in an argument.
Let's start boycotting that OG sauce now.
With a girl. To the point she slapped me, like, hard in the face, you know, in her apartment, like, three times. Like, whack, whack, whack. And I was just like, I was boiling over. So I just stormed outside, and I started walking to my trailer where we stayed. This was in college. And I was, you know, I'd been drinking or whatever. And I started walking. The trailer was about 3 miles away. I think I walked for about 10 or 12 miles. I had no idea where I was going.
And this is the thing. You were walking in a fit of rage. So it wasn't like I am walking with the thought process of I'm going to get back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You were just walking. I imagine that was 10 or 12 miles straight. And then you got to a place where you had cooled down and then it was like, how are we getting back?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like that is the tough part about that moment. Like, cause you don't know how many miles you need to cool off. But if you did ahead of time, you would split that in half and walk there
so
and then back.
Walk back.
You know what I mean? That is rough.
I didn't have a phone or anything. I just started kind of meandering back. I must have walked 15, 20 miles that night. Like it was, cause it was daylight by the time I got back.
Goodness gracious. That's not the worst. Like I imagine you.
But I'm saying all being drunk and wandering and,
your legs, your elbow, your knees probably didn't thank you for it afterwards, but that's probably a relatively healthy, hey, we just gotta walk this thing off. I think for me, like the stupidest thing I've done in a fit of rage, I tend to not like succumb to anger too frequently, and I don't say that as like I'm better than anyone.
Yeah.
I'm just like I know myself.
Yeah.
There are other things where I have issues, right? But it usually is like the words, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the more funny of the versions of this is when I was younger, really young, where like I guess I was hungry as a kid, and my mom tells a story where you know my mom and one of her like really good girlfriends, right,
were hanging out.
And, you know, for the purpose of the story, she's a little bit larger, her friend. And so I guess I was hungry. I was like,
oh, man.
And I was like, that's why you fat or something like that. You know,
the type
of things the kids say. And it still brings me shame to this day because, like, why would you do that?
That's why you're fat.
Like, exactly. Like, you know, be like, you're eating up all the snacks, right? Like, you can't do that. That's unnecessary. But, like, in a more serious circumstance, it's like the things that you typically hold back, in a attempt to be kind to someone, like, you know, not every thought needs to escape your brain, escape your mouth, what have you. And I vividly remember the feeling, but not the words. But I remember doing it to my mom once where it's like, bleep it. You getting this. And I said it. And like to this day, I really wish I could bring it. And that's the thing. It's like,
oh, yeah,
it was so much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what I said, but I just remember the way that it made her feel, the way that I didn't want to call her and she didn't call, because I talk to my mom frequently. I'm willing to say that, right? I talk to her at least like twice a week. We didn't talk for like a couple of weeks behind it. Like I ain't call her, she ain't call me. And I was like, dude, I felt so bad just because in that moment, rather than just find a better way to say this, hold on. I was like, no, I'm going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so yeah, that and that's the thing is what kills me is I don't even remember what the words were that I said.
Oh, yeah.
That's how mad
what happened.
I was.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, mine is kind of similar to Lopez a little bit. It had to do with walking.
Mm-hmm.
So this was around the time I didn't have a car. I was going through some car trouble and had to get rid of my car. And mind you, I was the guy that would give anybody a ride, no matter whatever they need, give them a ride.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't getting that same courtesy from certain people, mm-hmm. including my mother. So my mother would charge me for gas money like every single trip.
What?
Yeah, I'm just
yo.
And one time I just got pissed off. I was working a night job at the time at a group home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I kind of went off with my mother. I'm like, screw it, I'll walk. I'm going to just start walking to work then. Like, I ain't about to keep begging everybody and everybody giving me the cold shoulder and being fake.
Yeah.
And mind you, this walk is, I just looked it up just now just to see how many miles it was. It's about 7 miles. 7 miles to work.
Did you?
I did for like 3 days.
And then you came to your senses.
That third day, I'm just like, all right, man, something got to shake, man. Because I'm sick. Because at first, I'm like, man, I'll walk. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Second day, I'm just like, all right, man, do I need to get a bike or something? Like, I ain't know what was going on.
Third day, you were third like, day. I need to be a bigger person.
Yeah.
I need to be a bigger person. Yeah. I need to apologize.
Yeah, yeah, I ended up working some things out. And it actually made me get a car even faster now.
You reminded me of one. Do y'all ever, like, punch something and then go, well, that really hurt?
Nope.
I've done that once.
I never did that.
I am truly blessed that I have not done that. And I'm not going to lie. I do judge the people that do that. We're on the text line.
I've done
line.
It once, and I can't remember exactly what there is. And I was like, well, that's not smart.
No, it is not. It rarely ever is. From the 832, bust a hole in the wall. Too embarrassed to go into details. That's fine. By the way, it is indeed men's Mental Health Awareness Month.
There you go.
That is worth saying. Somebody said, Lopez, that is on my no-fly list. I guess getting the hit or what have you. Somebody said they broke their PlayStation. That was something I never did. Like, because I knew, like, mom made it very clear. Look, you break this, you're not getting another one.
I did that. I used to do that with the controllers. Every time I get pissed, I throw the controller.
No,
I used to squeeze the controller hard as I can. Man, my controllers was all screwed up, man.
Closest that I'd get to that, if I wanted to be mad, I would throw the controller at the couch. Because it's like, hey, at least it's a soft landing. But I would, we were not breaking it. Somebody said, I was an idiot, but I swung a hand at my dad. Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
That's the top tier. And what's best is that everybody does it. Like, everybody has at least, or maybe not everybody, but damn near everybody has at least one moment where they go, try they pops.
I weighed my mother off one time. She was walking behind me, and I did one of them strong waves. Yeah. They be doing that to referees.
Like, shut up. Yeah.
You know, in the NBA, they be waving the ref. Yeah. I did that. Man, she was right in my face right after that, man. Like, don't you wave me off.
All right, man, now they're coming in. We'll circle back around to some of these. Somebody said, I live in Humble. About 15 years ago, I went to get together in NASA. I went to a get together in NASA. Had a little too much to drink on the way home. Got into an argument with my wife. Had her get off the freeway, jumped out the truck, told her to go home, I would walk the rest of the way. No, buddy.
Yeah. We all been there.
Why are we all out here walking? Why is this the way that we handle the anger? Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, very much. Let's try and handle our anger better, especially if you're sports betting, because the one thing you definitely don't be threatening people out here. That is one thing that we always want to advocate not to do. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL. However, we're supposed to hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, on day 5, I guess, of OTAs. We'll do all of that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.